We'd see it when we'd be going down the aisle, you know, maybe to another department or going out to lunch. But that came later after we were well into the war before they bought that one out. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Now, when you first went in, was there a certain person that you were assigned to?
Yeah, they called it their lead man.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a very nice lead man, I remember he was.
Mm-hmm. Were you with other women at the time?
Yeah, there was a group, worked with a group of women there. Or sometimes I'd be by myself at the tank, and
mm-hmm.
and other times they'd send maybe 10 people mm-hmm. over to help me all at one time.
Had other women been working there already?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And after I left somebody else.
uh-huh. So it wasn't...
It wasn't a permanent thing. It was just where they started people when they came in, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and then they'd sort of put them around in other places. And,
did he show you how to do the work then, or?
Well, the lead man, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And when you, you had been in other factory work, but had you ever worked with any, I know you did, like you said,
mm-hmm.
Had you ever been around, and did it seem different from the other factories, or?
Oh, they're just doing a different job, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you?
Wasn't anything that anybody couldn't do, you know.
Taking it easy.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Did you, with the other people, were there other people there that you worked with or got to know?
Well, just in a just acquaintances, really. Well, there was one little girl I worked with for a while. We were kind of friendly. She came to my house a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So while I still worked in that department, but I lost track of her after I went to the other department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what was the plant like? I mean, was it, what physically?
Well, it was, you know, I just like a great big, like most any factory, you know, big high ceilings and the girders and... and it was divided, of course, into different departments, but there weren't any walls in between. It was all one great big, just be an aisle that would separate one department from another.
And was it noisy?
Yeah, it was pretty noisy, especially, well, I didn't notice the noise so much when I started over in Department 40 is when I went to the machine shop, and we were right across the aisle from the riveting. That was where the noise came from,
mm-hmm.
mostly.
Yeah.
In fact, when I first went there, I couldn't hear when somebody come along and say something to me.
Mm-hmm.
I could just see the lips moving. I felt like I tried to talk. I felt like they couldn't hear me. But after a while, you got so you screamed that out, and then it always amazed me with how you could hear, you know, mm-hmm. conversation and everything perfectly. But at first, it's...
uh-huh. Did you notice, like, after work, would you...
No, once I got used to it, I didn't... I think that actually I've lost a little of my hearing now, and I think that probably those years had a little effect on me.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of heating and things, what was the temperature like in
there? Well, it was comfortable. I mean, you didn't have to wear long sleeve sweaters or anything. I suppose they had overhead heaters, blowers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was very comfortable.
What was the lighting like?
Well, big, you know, lights on drop cords, and they had them over them. Any machines that you worked on, they was well lighted.
Mm-hmm. Did there seem to be any reaction from men as you entered the plant?
No, as long as we were doing the jobs that they didn't want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on, when there were fewer and fewer men, why then the women went into the jobs that had been men's jobs before.
Yeah. Now, when you first started and cleaning the skin off, were there a lot of fumes from that chemical?
Well, there was some, yeah, but we soon got used to it. I don't think that it was dangerous, or I think they probably wouldn't. There wasn't a great big emphasis on safety like there is nowadays, you know, with the OSHA and everything. but they took precautions and.
Mm-hmm. Did so you? How long did it take to learn the job that you were doing?
Oh, no time at all. They'd tell me 5 minutes what to do, and then there was nothing. That,
Did they, now you were on a day shift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you stay on that shift?
Yeah, I stayed on it, except it was after I went into the machine shop that after a while I requested to go on the swing shift, and I stayed on there for about a year. But that was my own convenience. I thought that it would be better for me at that time to be home with my kids in the morning than at night, and then I think it was less than a year. Then I just requested to go back on the day shift, and they let me do it. I didn't have any problem.
Did they give you breaks during the day?
Yeah, we had a 10-minute break morning and afternoon, and a half hour lunch hour.
And then, was there a cafeteria or anything like that
then? Yeah, they had, if I remember, there was a great big room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't remember what they served, but I think it was probably more like sandwiches and drinks and that sort of thing, because most of the people I know, we all bought our lunches, and we go over there if we wanted to and sit at the long tables and, you know, get anything that you wanted. But it wasn't a regular cafeteria as such, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. With the, when you said you were dead, was that an 8-hour day?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Was there any overtime?
No, at one time, after I'd been there and the war was pretty well in progress, they tried out to see if women could work longer than 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember for about 3 weeks we worked 10 hours a day, and of course we would have got overtime for those extra 2 hours a day. But they thought at the time it was too hard on us, and we were working 6 days a week. We worked so. I guess I would have got overtime for Saturday afternoon. I can't actually remember.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I think Saturday afternoon was. But I don't know whether for sure whether it was or not. But I remember all through the war, I worked 6 days a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it was 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
So when you first went in, before the war started, was that a 6 day week or?
I can't remember,
mm-hmm.
but I think, I just really can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, you had gone in there if you had a date on here, July 19th?
Yeah, July 1941.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, so did they give you, how long was it that you were, because you were working at first in the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then did that, at what point did they sort of, did they give you a title as a lead bill or?
No, I was just, I was just sort of in charge there, but
mm-hmm.
there wasn't any formal thing, you know, they say you're in charge, they just send somebody or some girls over to help me if they had them available.
Uh-huh. Did you still have a lead man over you?
Mm-hmm.
Then?
Mm-hmm.
And did he just sort of put you in charge of some stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did your pay, were there, did they give you any increase in pay when that happened, or?
No, it was just, I came in, and it wasn't so very long after that we got a raise, but it was something everybody did. They raised us to 75 cents an hour then, after after I'd been there, for a fairly short time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the pay scale went up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did they give an automatic set of raises?
I don't think so. I don't think, you put so many months or anything in. I think they just, when I went over in the machine shop, working on the machines, I can remember when they raised it to 75 cents an hour, and can't remember when I went to the machine shop and started actually working on one of the big machines, whether that, I think then I was raised to a dollar an hour, but that was because of the type of work I did.
Mm-hmm. So did their raises seem to be based on the work rather than like a regular and automated?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You would develop a skill.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you started out with a kid. How long would you say roughly you were there before you they had you try the spot run?
Oh, probably about. Well, it was still before the war broke out, and while the men were still there, so it was probably a couple months. And,
mm-hmm.
and then the men protested, and so they just dropped the whole thing.
How did you feel about that at the time?
Well, that kind of didn't bother me too much. I could see their point, and I wasn't out to take their job or prove anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did they give you personally a hard time about it?
Oh, no. No, they all went through. In fact, I was friendly with all the fellows that worked on there, and
mm-hmm.
they never said anything to me at all about it.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about working on a machine like a spot loader?
Well, I like anything mechanical like that. I would have liked it, but it didn't break my heart because it didn't.
That you liked the work when you were doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you have any idea how they chose you to be the person to work on the,
I guess Warren just thought that probably I could do it,
Mm-hmm. No, was he the...
He was the lead man, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, so then did they send you back to what you were doing before?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was just like it was right here. Where my tank was here and the spot welders were over there. So I was just right where I had been.
And so this is still before the war broke.
Mm-hmm.
And then when did they switch over to the machine shop?
Well, I had heard that there was a vacancy over there, that they could use somebody else. And so... this wasn't any great thing I was doing there, and that sounded interesting to me, so I just asked, if I could have a chance over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just took me over there,
mm-hmm.
and we started, everybody that went in to the machine shop, we started out burring, scraping the rough edges off of parts.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little burring knife and we sit and we just like and we did that for a while, and then they started me out on a harding lathe, which was kind of a little small lathe machine. I guess maybe the whole thing was about that big.
That's about 5 feet or so.
Uh-huh. Okay. And they didn't do too many operations on those. It was more like cutting rods to a certain length, on it, which was a very simple type of thing. And then I can't remember. I worked for a few months on that, and then I got a chance to go on one of the big layers. Well, I guess they worked on, I went on drill press after that, and, mm-hmm. and did some work for a while to a drill press, mm-hmm. and then I got a chance to go on one of the big layers, mm-hmm. well, the number three, the number five were the big ones, mm-hmm. but it was a good size lathe, and I really liked that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of different operations.
Mm-hmm. Now, while you were doing it, were there many women in the machine shop?
Yeah, by that time. I suppose by that time it was after the war had started, and a lot of the men were, you know, started leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of women, and they were still... Some men, their Class A mechanics were machinists, I mean, were still men. But,
yeah.
I got, most of the women got to be Class B machinists,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which was as much as we expected to be. We weren't making a career of it like men, you know, we were doing what was there to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did, when you were, working there in that area, now, did you go in there before the war had started, or...?
In the machine shop?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It probably was after,
mm-hmm.
because I think I spent, probably 6 months at least over in the sub-assembly before I went over there. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember... Well, say, Pearl Harbor Day, or...
Oh, yeah, I remember Pearl Harbor Day, right?
When you would have been at home.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it was on a Sunday, of course, and a friend of ours, she was a woman about my... Well, in fact, she was older than my mother. Mm-hmm. We were friends from our family back in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and... She was visiting us that day, and I remember it came over the radio about Pearl Harbor, and I remember Jenny, how she better get down there and get home right away.
Mm-hmm.
That day I remember well.
Did you think at all in terms of the fact that you were working in the defense
plan,
or that might change things?
Or? Well, no, I can't say that I...
Mm-hmm.
That I did.
No. Did things change?
Well, I was already working. Of course, it wouldn't have made a big change in my life. I kept right on working. And,
mm-hmm.
and of course, we worried about what was going to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did the plan change much?
No, except that a lot of the men started... leaving, of course, and
mm-hmm.
of course that was kind of a gradual thing. It wasn't just overnight,
mm-hmm.
but as they get called up, and then they actually started putting women on. Later on, they had all women on spot welding machines over there.
Mm-hmm.
But,
did they have did they much of a problem with production stuff or the pace of things?
Well, I guess probably it was, although it wasn't something I paid particular attention. I mean, you know, we were expected to turn out a good day's work, you know, there wasn't any fooling around. But I always remember, I don't know just exactly when Douglas was finished and went into production, but we always felt sort of superior to the people that worked at Douglas. They were on a cost-plus basis, and so they'd hire hundreds and hundreds of people, and then they didn't have anything for them to do, and they'd stand around. But then Volte worked on a contract basis, and people had to put out there, so you felt like you'd done a day's work, and you were,
mm-hmm.
really contributing something, you know. They say we kind of look down on, they got more money than we did at Douglas. So they just added it to the cost of the planes, you know. But we felt like Douglas was, or Vultee was really a business operation.
Awesome. Did they bring the war effort, was that something that was...
Well, I remember they bought, they sometimes at lunch hour they'd have a bond rally, you know, if, they encourage people to buy bonds, and they had, I remember Rudy Vallee came out there one day, and we had a program at lunchtime. I remember him, you know, his bond rally, and I think two or three times they had movie actors and people, although they didn't, you know, we didn't have too much time off to, we would not watch them on our lunch hour. I remember one day, I was always real fond of Misha Auer, was a movie, he's probably 4 year time, you wouldn't remember him, but I remember I looked up from my machine one day and there he was walking down the aisle.
That's interesting. Was
Vultee union then? Well, they had a union, but they didn't pressure us to join. I think it was, can't remember which one. I think it was CIO. I joined it for a while. Then I dropped out. And I mean, you know, there was no pressure on us one way or the other about it.
Have you ever been in a union before?
No.
What were your ideas about it?
Well, I'd heard a lot about union activities from my brother-in-law and how he was against them, and I had heard the bad side of it, you know. And so I never have been real pro-union. I can see where they've been necessary and how they've benefited people. But right now, my personal opinion is that the unions are responsible for a lot of our inflation, pushing for all the raises that, if it wasn't for one group having to have a raise and another group having to have a raise, I don't think our inflation would be nearly as bad as it is. But like I say, I'm not really, and it's never been an issue in my life. I've never worked where I had to join a union. So I'd have more pronounced views one way or another probably if it ever been an issue in my life.
At that time, you know, you heard from your brother-in-law
About the bad side of it. But I joined it anyway at that time. I thought it was the thing to do to support it, you know. And
how did you learn
that? Oh, I suppose probably one of the union stewards was going around trying to get new members.
And so, had it already been there, or was it just beginning to organize?
No, I can't remember, really. It could be that they just organized it. And the whole operation was fairly new, you know.
Were there dues?
Yeah, they were not too much. If it had been excessive, I'm sure I wouldn't have joined.
Did, when you're in it, I mean, did you go to any meetings?
No, I never went to any meetings. It was just a matter at that time I thought I should support it. I guess they'd got us a raise or something.
Did you feel, that they did much for the workers?
So far as I heard, I don't remember any activity. I suppose maybe they, you know, supported people with grievances and things, but it never came to my attention. So,
so you never had a grievance or anything?
Mm-mm. No.
Did it seem that you said you stayed in it for a while and
then... I just kind of dropped out. I thought I could spend the money to better manage.
What kinds of plans did you have for the Monday meeting?
Well, of course I had my kids. I had, of course, as soon as I got a steady job, I rented a little house,
mm-hmm.
and my mother had been living up in the country, and she came down. She came down to visit me and decided to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And so the four of us lived together, and so. Mm-hmm.
Where was that house?
That was over on 8th and Redondo.
Hmm. So you could have stayed in the Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I stayed in Long Beach. I've lived in Long Beach longer than I've ever lived any place in my life. Huh? It's 40 years this month. It was December 1940 that I came to California.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So, you decided to stay
with
Long Beach?
Yeah, I just liked it. I didn't have really thought about going anyplace else after I... Los Angeles was too busy, too much of the big city to me. I never really wanted to go over there to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you go out and look for a place so that you could bring your children back to
mm-hmm.
you. Uh-huh. And then now your son had been...
He'd been back. It was probably just about the 1st of September I got everything together there because he came back out in time to start school year, so it would have been in September.
Mm-hmm. So now...
Yeah, $20 a month. Was a little 3-4 rooms. Actually, one room was pretty small that we made for Phil's bedroom, and Mama had a bedroom, and Carol and I slept on the bed, bath, and port in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
It was very comfortable. I had a little kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And so did your mother then, did she come down about the same time as you moved?
Yeah, right soon after. Because
mm-hmm.
I really, with the children, the ages they were, I really needed somebody around when I was at work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Were there any child prisoners in Long Beach at the time?
Well, I don't know if there were. I didn't, got to the place where I tried to find out.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt if there was much at that time in that way.
Uh-huh. Did, so you had missed the place on 8th and Redondo, and then with what you were making,
all the years I had very little bit in the
mm-hmm.
Savings in the bank. It was just sort of live from payday to payday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did your mother feel about you working in the defense
plan? Well, she thought that was real great.
Did, was she, at that time, she had been married?
No, mm-hmm. she, actually, she came down. But I think she had in mind she didn't intend to go back. And so my stepfather just kind of drifted off, and we never did see too much of it.